nations that's against us, they'll go back to him.
Yeah, like that little
bird. And it doesn't matter who's saying it. They go back to them, because that's Psalm 64.
Ooh. Yeah.
Any accusations? Because, see, all handwriting of ordinances has been nailed to the cross against me. Nailed to the cross.
It also says that every voice raised against me shall I cast down and show to be in the wrong, because that is the heritage.
It's all part of our inheritance. Yes, ma'am.
Our heritage, yes.
And we're working our inheritance. It's not just that we're sitting back relaxing on a couch. We're working our inheritance to bring other people into the fold. With the love of Jesus, but you take the sword of the Spirit, which is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Well, it's the engrafted
word of God.
How would that work if we didn't have that love? Thank God.
I don't know.
I
know. I believe
Thank
the whole
God
universe will blow up.
He put love there. Thank God for his infinite wisdom. Yeah. That's why love is, it not only not makes you walk in love, it stops the evil you could do.
Stops it all.
Yes.
Once you understand that, you can stop it all.
We know which spirit we are.
We don't take that power and wield it against people.
Yes,
that's why love is so important.
And he
handles
the situation
completely
the best way. Because he knows the best way.
Yes.
Well, you know, this is something that I've often thought on, okay? There's a place over in Geneva, Switzerland called CERN, okay? And it's a collider, okay? They collide particles and everything together, you know, at the speed of light here, okay? Some of them actually are at the speed of light. And there's a thing that they got this scripture now quoted, okay? And they got it on a plaque where they collide at, okay? And there's certain things and everything that's written in Hebrew, Aramaic, Sanskrit, all kinds of different stuff, you know, they got quoted all the way around that collider. We won't get into why, but on that one of those is, and he, which who's Jesus, holds all things together.
Yes.
Okay? Now they call it gluon. Okay? That's what they call it. Where all particles are literally held together in my body. If it wasn't there, we would just disintegrate into particles. Okay? And that's a fact. Okay? And every single little particle talks to each other, no matter where they're at in the universe. This particle, it could be a billion miles away, and it still knows what this particle is thinking and saying in real time. Okay? And to prove that, what they did was they extracted this guy's blood over in Texas, took the blood, kept it alive, took it down to Australia, and subjected the guy in Texas to some really horror movies. Okay? Because when you're subjected to horror movies, your body releases an endorphin and everything in your body that will literally produce fear. Okay? At the same time he was having fear produced in his body, the blood down in Australia was producing the exact same and the same amount of endorphins as he was in Texas, because they communicated with each other.
Mm.
Okay, because your blood's alive.
Yes.
Okay?
The blood of Abel cries out.
Completely cries out. Yes, ma'am.
That's what God says.
Completely cries out.
The blood of Abel cries out.
And just imagine Jesus' blood. Just imagine, it never stops crying.
More.
It speaks more.
Yes.
And it speaks on our behalf in the court continuously.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It speaks from heaven.
From heaven. Yes, ma'am. In the courts of heaven. Telling them, I've been set free. I'm redeemed. None of my stuff. The old man yesterday is dead. Today is a new day of salvation. I walk today, right now, in the shadows of peace.
Yeah.
Right now, for the preparation of the gospel. No matter what I do.
But don't forget that
you have to do it.
Every word that God spoke, he spoke this universe into creation.
With his mouth.
And if his word fails,
everything would fall apart.
I tell him, you have to keep your word or this universe will fall apart.
Put him in remembrance.
His word is what holds it to
everything.
Together. Yeah. And our words are just as powerful when we speak. If you say, I just set up a Christian school, I need desks, like Pastor said last week, those desks hear you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to obey God.
They start preparing.
Because we're his voice on earth.
We're his voice with the same authority.
It's funny, said everything has ears.
Everything does have ears.
I heard everything. One time I was at a Bible study, and the pastor was saying how the scripture says it's impossible for God to lie. And he pointed out, like, if God lied, you know, that would be it. Like,
everything would blow up.
That's it. So I was just, I thought about that because it's so
There wouldn't
powerful.
Even be a devil no more.
Yeah, the
Let's take that to another level, okay? Let's take that to another what you're talking about, okay? Think about this right here. Jesus is sitting there preaching the Beatitudes, okay? And you alluded to this, man, okay? He's sitting there preaching the Beatitudes, okay? He's teaching the population. He's teaching the disciples, okay? All these things, okay? But yet at the cross, he decides he doesn't get on it. What do you think would happen? Everything that he said was a lie. He literally had to get on that cross to confirm what he said and to act it out what he said so that his precious blood could be spilled, so that the redemption of not just man, but everything would happen. The restoration of everything's going to happen. You name it. All things be made new because of what he did.
All the universes will be made new.
New.
Can you
completely.
Imagine? I'm a clean freak. If completely. My clothes get dirty, it's like, I'm done. Shower, wash your clothes. This earth is alive and it was God's creation. It's soaked in blood. Just think about that. It's crying out.
The earth cries out and groans for the return of the Lord.
To be made new and perfect like it was.
Yeah. Like it was.
And you think about that. It's groaning to shake off the destruction and the chemicals in the blood-soaked ground.
I think it's more of just the sin. It's wanting to get rid of the sin.
Yes.
You know, completely. You know, that's what Jesus is going to do. And I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I really do believe that it's time for him to return. His presence is imminent, you know, because certain things that's going on, but we could really get into a subject here, but I'm not going to. We're going to stay on topic because, see, I'm fully convinced, okay, of this right here now, okay? And I've said this before, and I know some people are probably going to come up and everything and try to stop this, but they're not going to do it this time because they've done it once before and I'm not going to do it. The Lord's doing something. And I know that certain things are fixing to happen where I'm going to be able to take it completely out there for these people instead of just here, hit, miss, and here and there. Because a ministry has to be started for these people to go out there and show them love, not to preach and condemn or none of that stuff, to show them the love of God and to go and tell them the kingdom of heaven is here now and to heal their sick, to love them. This woman right here has labored tirelessly around her neighborhood. That's the reason why they respect and revere her so much. See? And that's our responsibility too. See, we got to do it. We got to step our game up. I mean it. Every time, man, I see any funeral, man, it just tears me up. Tears me up.
Well, I was not going to say anything about this, but like, why are you saying this? It kind of made me think because, like, on Facebook, I like to do, like, I call them encouragement videos and I put, like, scriptures on there, but, like, nobody watch them. So I'm like, maybe I shouldn't do them, you know, because it's like nobody going to watch it. But then I'm like, what if
don't
somebody,
say that
one
no
person
more.
Who might watch it?
You say to that video that this is going to go to the ear of who it needs to go through, the power and the blood of Jesus.
Keep doing
it. You speak to that video. You don't never say that out of your mouth again.
Okay.
And never say that out of your mouth again.
Who told you to do it? Did you tell yourself or God
exactly.
you to do it?
Preach that, girl. Who said that?
It don't matter. The result's up to him. It ain't your results.
Yeah. You know, Brother Horton helped me with that. He
said, I don't think she was here when I taught on this is the year of the mouth.
Yeah.
What you say.
Brother Horton, he talked about the rich young ruler.
The rich young ruler, yeah. What he missed out on.
Well, when he was teaching that, he said, take everything you got and give it to Jesus. He'll bless it and give it back to you. God will use those videos.
Yes, amen.
Completely. And you tell it, you say that too. You say it out of your mouth. And let me show you something.
He just blesses me to know you've done it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just bless me.
Let's not forget if only one person listens and it's another Lester
Stonewall. That's exactly correct.
And it's another Lester Stonewall.
That's right.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to read you something.
Or one person listens, it's going to influence somebody down the road that's going to be a Billy Graham. You don't know.
Amen. It's up to God.
It's up to God. God gives the increase.
Exactly. He's the one that saved
God
us.
One water.
You're being obedient. You're being obedient. And that's the point.
Yes.
Because you're supposed to go. Proclaim the kingdom of heaven is there. It's here right now.
Yeah,
then you heal the sick.
I put my palm on there, and
And one person liked it, but I thought, like, you know,
don't worry about it. They like it or dislike it. They cut you. Don't worry about none of that.
Okay.
Okay. Do not worry about that. Don't even worry about building the channel. None of that. Don't even get the stress of it. Okay. I want to read you something, okay? And I want to tell you how to say it.
One comment. There is a scripture that says, God called me as one. He blessed me and made me many.
Yeah, that's it. Boy, I like that.
He blessed me and made me many.
That is
so
right.
So one person can bring millions of souls.
Yes, ma'am.
He blessed me and made me many.
Yes, ma'am. It reminds me of a testimony from a guy, and I cannot think the man's name. The Lord had called him to, it was back in the 60s, the Lord called him to this one church and to do a revival there, okay? He went in, he had his family and his several kids, I can't remember how many kids he said he had, but they went in and nobody showed up to the revival. He preached that night, nobody showed up. He still preached though. He preached to his family because God said preach.
Yes.
Listen, next night, preached again, nobody showed up. Mm-hmm. The next night, he preached again, nobody showed up. The next night, same thing, and then the fifth night, he said, well, I'm going to preach, this will be my last sermon, we're going to head out, because I think God's going to call me over here. Well, he does the last sermon, okay? He comes back 2 years later, okay? He doesn't know any of this, okay, what I'm about to say. There was a drunk laying down in the ditch, whoa, outside the church, whoa, that heard the sermons every single night. Mm-hmm. He got set free by the power of God. Became the pastor of that church, and the church is so full that they had to add on to the church. Wow. Do you feel the Holy Ghost? You understand what I'm saying? He was just obedient. That's all.
All you have to do is look at Noah.
You can't just go by what you see.
It's his house,
our faith is not blessed based on the wisdom of men,
that's right,
but on the power.
That's all. It's the power of Jesus, baby. Come on.
That's a true story about the drunk. He was drunk and then he heard.
Yeah.
What was his name? What was
I'll have to look it up. I can't remember the boy's name, but this fact, it's a true story.
Wow. Yeah.
That's one of many. You know, I mean, look, it's not up to you. You're just to be obedient to Christ.
A vessel.
That's all.
Adriana, did it bless you to do that work for God?
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
That's all.
You think it blessed God?
That's
of course it did. Those beautiful poems and everything. Who's the most important thing? Any person?
That's
it's
right.
God.
Love Jesus.
Love Him and worship Him.
Amen.
Praise Him.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
That's why.
That's the greatest thing you can do.
All these wonderful comments and messages and teachings that come through this class is on the website.
Amen. Uh-huh. And you know what's really going to happen? It'll be confirmed in when we go into the sanctuary. You watch and see?
Yeah, all of it.
It's every single time. Every week, this is all confirmed in the sanctuary.
Well, let's not forget those things that Paul asked to pray for his ministry. We need to pray for the ministers in here.
Amen.
And the ministers over there.
Exactly correct.
That God will give them utterance. That God will give them boldness.
Amen.
And
boldness.
That the word will have precedence and go forward.
We agree with you, Deborah.
Amen. Right. We're in agreement.
And that,
I'm going to read this for her and I'm going to sit down and shut up.
And that we would be delivered, that the word would be glorified, it would have free course. Mm. And that we will be delivered from evil and unreasonable
things. That's right.
That's true.
That's exactly correct. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And we need to continuously pray.
Yes.
Amen. Live that lifestyle right there.
Yes. Amen.
With the full armor of God.
Praying that.
Because we are these people. That is who we are. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are.
We're none of that other. We are these people. We're sons and daughters of the living God.
Yes.
Literally. Now, okay, but you need to listen. This is how you need to read this too, okay? Anytime you're dealing with the word, you claim it for yourself because it is part of you. It's engrafted in you. It's part of who I am, okay?
I get good things from you.
I'm going from Ephesians. This is a prayer that Paul prayed in Ephesians, okay? And the reason why I'm doing it is because it is true. It's for you, okay? Personally, it was written for you. You, okay? That he would grant you, say, I have been granted.
I have been granted.
Okay? According to the riches of his glory. I have the riches of his glory.
I have the riches of his glory.
Think about that. To be strengthened, I am strengthened.
Strengthened by his spirit and inner man. Hallelujah.
With the power through his spirit and inner man. Exactly correct.
Amen.
That's me.
Yeah.
And you say that's me.
That's me.
Oh, but I have it.
Amen. I got it.
And let me tell you something, man. When you own this, when it becomes a part of you because of what you just read it.
Jesus. Okay?
Girl, I'm telling you what, man. People, the anointing will be so strong on you that either they're going to get away from you or they're going to bow to the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Because the kingdom of heaven will resonate through you.
Yeah.
That's Ephesians chapter
3.
Chapter 3.
Yeah, verse 16. Okay. But see, it even goes further. It goes, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts. Say, thank you that you dwell in my heart, Jesus.
Thank you that you dwell in my heart, Jesus.
Exactly correct.
Through faith.
I have faith. I have it because, see, he gave you a measure of faith. It's yours.
Yes, amen.
It's my, he gave me a measure of faith. It's mine. Gave Apostle there a measure of faith. Sister Mary a measure of faith. Okay? I've been saying, too, I got the gift of faith. Thank you, Jesus. Rooted and grounded in love. See, that's rooted and grounded in love in my heart. Now, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You worship it.
Amen.
And then, may be able to comprehend. Thank you, Lord, that I comprehend. Okay? With all the saints, we come into agreement. We comprehend with all of us. Okay?
Amen.
What is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height? I thank you, Lord, that I understand the breadth, the length, the depth, the width, and the height of
love.
Okay? And to know the love.
Amen.
Of Christ. You understand how big it is. That's what he's trying to tell you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I understand how big it is. Yes. Oh, I just love you, Jesus, back because of it.
Yes. You know it. It reflects off of you.
Completely.
You know what I'm saying? People can see it. They're drawn to that.
Yes,
love.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Engrafted, receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. But you don't quote that verse. You know how you actually do it? You say this, thank you for giving me the engrafted word that saved my soul. You say it's mine. Because it was literally written for you.
Open it up.
Personally. This book was written for you.
You know, this all this is revival.
This is
late. Well, I'm ready.
Is this your wife?
Souls are being saved.
What do you
yes.
Does this belong to your wife?
No, ma'am.
That was just on the table. Just put it back on the table there. Mm-hmm. Not well there. Okay.
Yep. That's where it was.
You know, every time the Lord tells me his return is imminent, it made me want to do more while I can.
Come on. While it's day.
Come on,
baby. It's day right now. Soon it's going to be night. We won't be able to work.
Amen. I know it. Nick David is so tuned in, he can't cut you off.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I mean what I'm saying right here. We have all of his authority with us. We have all of his abilities with us. He's given us his wisdom through the Holy Spirit. We have his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding of that knowledge, and his, this is one thing we forget, we have his ability.
Amen.
Literally, it's ours. It's yours. It belongs to me. So what am I going to do with it? Am I going to sit down and play a video game? There ain't nothing wrong playing a video game. I do sometimes, but I'm going to be honest with you. I want to take it out there and help these people.
Yeah.
And we are doing it. We are going.
And God in his wisdom gave us this treasure in an earthen vessel that the praise and excellency may be of him.
Preach it. Preach it.
Praise belongs to him to keep us normal.
Yes, ma'am.
Your wife, like, keep us focused.
Focus
so we're supernatural,
him.
But yeah. He's God.
Thank you.
The fear of God here, if they will keep you in check.
Obey. Yes.
Dick, that was good.
Amen.
We're way out of time.
How are we?
I'm sorry. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen, Lord.
Praise his name.
I think we all forgot who was out.
Hey, don't forget your t-shirts. 9:15.
9:15.